This week, we're running a series of profiles of immigrants in the Bay Area. Today, we meet a medical professional from India and a young woman from Ireland.
My name is Mahadevan G.R. I'm from Tamil Nadu, India. I live in San Francisco. Well, I got my medical diploma back in 2007, and I practiced for a couple of years. Then I moved out here. I wanted to get into a residency program, but it's been a little tougher than I thought it would be. So I've been doing odd jobs. You know, I've worked at a blood bank. I've also worked at a pathology lab, you know, taking tissue samples and things like that. Right now, I'm a cab driver. I drive with this community ride sharing program called Lyft. You know, you have your own car, and you download the app on your phone, and people request rides from point A to point B, and if you're free to drive them around, that's what you do, and they'll give you a small donation for it. I really like my job, and you know, it makes me explore San Francisco. This is just a temporary position for me, and as soon as I get my act together and my finances in order, I will probably pursue other options. It's expensive to, you know, take the exams and apply. The whole process is expensive. We're easily looking at $10,000 to $15,000. It's a highly competitive exam, and passing the board is not a problem. You just have to get high scores. As a foreign medical graduate, you're competing against medical graduates from all around the world, and the higher score you get, the better your chances are of matching into residency. So I have a green card, so I have no problem, you know, living in this country. My uncle, my dad's father, he got it first, and he moved here, and he lives in Concord now. And then he sponsored the rest of the family. So my dad got his green card from my uncle, and, you know, so that's how it, and I got the green card from my dad. Well, I feel I belong in both places. I feel Indian and I feel American at the same time. It's a beautiful feeling. I feel like I'm a citizen of the world.
My name is Leslie Spillane, and I'm living in Oakland, and I'm from Ireland. I came over, well, I left home in September, but I've been living in the Bay Area since January. I decided originally to go to San Diego because I've got an uncle who lives there, and I thought it would be nice to live somewhere that you could go to the beach every day and the weather would be nice. But when I got to San Diego, I couldn't get in touch with my uncle for the first kind of week or 2 weeks I was there, and I just wasn't really liking the place very much, and I wasn't finding a job. And I met some Australian girls who were going to San Francisco, and they wanted me to come with them, so I did. And then after they left, I started working in the hostel that I was staying at. I mean, I was working two jobs, so I was working like 64 hours a week, and it just wasn't something I could keep doing for more than a couple of weeks, besides being absolutely exhausting. You know, living in a hostel is not fun. It is very different when you're trying to live somewhere and you're trying to like set up a life than it is when you're a tourist and you're just visiting and you're going home again. Finding a job was hard because, you know, I have no idea how to write a resume. Like, it's different than at home, or where to look for a job, what websites to look at, where to go for a job. And I have no idea about what to do if I don't have a job, if I don't find a job, if I run out of money, like what resources are available or who to turn to for help. You know, at home I would know, you know, where to go or who to ask, but here I didn't have a clue. American officials in the embassy are pretty scary, and even just going through all the paperwork, trying to get a passport and filling out forms and traveling up to Dublin to get, you know, to apply for the right visas, and then applying for, you know, filling out the right paperwork, and then I didn't fill out the right paperwork and I had to go away and come back, and, you know, all of that kind of stuff was still, you know, you still have to pay for it and you still have to go up and make an appointment and submit all this paperwork. So it wasn't, you know, completely easy. You know, I don't have a credit score and I don't have references, and, you know, I can't sign a year-long lease because I don't know how long I'm going to be here for. So I think finding an apartment was harder than finding a job.